Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. And on this 24th day of January, I've got a good idea. Let's head to the beach. That's right. The western beach of North Dakota out there, Golden Valley. Extension agent is Ashley Eckert. Hello, Ashley.
Good afternoon.
And I'm just guessing here, is it another beautiful day out in western North Dakota?
It is. It is a beautiful day out here. We are sitting at 32 or 33 degrees. The sun is shining. We have way less snow than you guys have on that side of the state, where our snowpack is probably less than 2 inches right now. So,
wow. And I've heard down around Bowman that they don't have any snow at all.
No, I was down there on Monday. I ran down to Bowman, and they don't have, as soon as you cross the Little Missouri River, there's no snow.
Well, super. Well, I mean, guess we're happy for you. Maybe you're not concerned about drought or anything yet, are you?
No. Our subsoil moisture is good. Our soils we're fully saturated going into fall. An open winter is actually, or at least a partially open winter like we're having, will just help us be able to get into the field in the spring.
All righty. Now, I hear everybody's still trying to combine corn in deep snow. The snow that we got in October insulated the topsoil. We don't have much for frozen soil. Guys are driving stuck. But you don't have that problem out there because you don't grow much corn around beach, do you?
We actually have. We grow more corn every year. The ethanol plant in Richardson has helped our corn production and brought that farther west. And we do still have guys out here trying to harvest corn. Where the lowest moisture I've heard is still sitting around 18%. So most of what's coming off is going either into a dryer or it's getting sold directly to somebody who's feeding it into livestock.
What is the, percentage of corn grown in Golden Valley County is still left out in the field?
Oh, as far as, I would say there's probably, well, we're getting down there. Probably down only 25 or 30% left out in the field, but the majority of it was combined after the 1st of December.
Wow.
So they've really, the last 2 months here, they've really been going after it.
But this is still nuts. I mean, crazy. End of January, still combining across the upper Midwest.
Yes, and we're still looking at finishing up. I mean, we can't just put 2019 behind us as much as we'd like to because that crop is still out there.
I suppose you even got some bales still out there unretrieved.
We do. We still have some bales out there, and you know, we don't have much snowpack, but it seems like we're getting just enough that it's keeping those guys from being able to get out there and get to that hay. It's hard for trucks to move around. It just stays just slippery enough. It's hard to get hay moved in.
Yeah. Before we get to the cows, how about winter wheat acreage? Is that disappeared out there, or do you have some?
Most years we have a little bit. This year I don't know of any that went in, just with the fall. Mm-hmm. Too wet. There was so much wet. It was so wet, and trying to get small grains and trying to get crop off. I don't know of any winter wheat that went in 2019.
Wow. Okay. Well, so lack of snow cover and up and down on the temperature, I guess not a concern then for cover for protecting the winter wheat.
No. It could cause a little issue for some of the alfalfa stands, but far as winter wheat, there's not, if there is any acreage out there, it's not enough where it's not going to be a substantial loss.
Okay. All righty. So how are the cows doing?
The cows are doing good. The open winter, most of them are still out enjoying some grazing along with whatever supplemental feed they're getting. Biggest issue is going to be the supplemental feed between hay that's still in the fields and poor hay quality just because of the haying season that we had. That's kind of where our issue is I still have guys bringing in samples for quality testing just so we can try to figure out what we're feeding those and make sure we have those cows in the right condition coming into calving.
Yeah. I would assume that with all of that anxiety and with guys still trying to combine corn, that when you schedule an extension meeting that there's competition.
There is. We have definitely noticed some impact on our extension meeting attendance, and completely understand it. Guys are just busy. They have things that they need to do that are more pressing than this, but they're always more than welcome to call or stop in, and we will get that information to them whatever way works best for them.
Okay, probably not too many folks from Detroit Lakes or Wahpeton are going to come to one of your Golden Valley County Extension meetings. But just in case, what do you got coming up soon?
What we have coming up is we have a design use succession plan that starts next week, and there's several more coming up around the state. So if you're looking for one in your area, your local extension agent should be able to help you find one. And there's several coming up this spring. And then we're doing some work. Our Ag Improvement Annual Meeting is coming up. I just got a call about doing a Instant Pot cooking class that we're going to try to put something together between the Family Consumer Science Agent or Family Consumer Wellness Agent in Dickinson and myself coming up this spring. And then working with some 4-H program stuff. So we're staying busy out here.
Boy, I guess. Hey, that's good. As we hibernate through the winter up here in the tundra, thank you for doing the cooking class there.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All righty, Ashley Eckert, Golden Valley Extension for NDSU. Anything else to report?
No, it's been a beautiful winter out here on this side of the state so far, and I hope that as spring comes around here, you guys get to enjoy some of this and dry out a little bit, too.
It'll happen eventually. You know, days like today, even here, where it's cloudy and 26, 27 degrees, we get the sense that winter is not going to last forever. So, hey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All righty. Bye now.